It's a very good evening and welcome. If you're just tuning in, we are My Station, Your Station, ZFM Stereo. Danny, that guy, thank you so much. Very interesting show there. Make sure that you tune in every single Tuesday. But unfortunately, ate a bit into my time, but it's okay. We're going to take care of that. A big thank you to the sports team as well. And you know how they do their thing. And so you can go ahead and follow ZFM Stereo on all our social media platforms. And remember, the website is www.cfmstereo.co.zw. Welcome to Backstage Tuesday Evenings with me, Patience Musa, where we talk about all things to do with art. And tonight, we're shining the spotlight on three phenomenal women. In fact, there are more than three, but in the studio this evening, I only have three of them, and they're lighting up Zimbabwe's music scene this weekend. I have Shashil, I have Tammy Moyo, and Nisha. Ladies, welcome.
Hey.
How are you doing? Nisha and Ombo Kunzwa. And Nomo, maybe your voice is so low. And Well, these ladies have a massive concert that's coming up this weekend. Certainly, you've seen the buzz on social media, and I'm hoping that you've made a day to certainly attend this show. And joining them on stage, we'll have Gemma Griffiths as well as Feli Nandi. And tonight, they're here to talk to me about music, the magic, and the movement behind it all. And so, let's talk about this show. Before we go further, welcome to Backstage. I know I had Tammy here a few weeks ago, but Shashil and Nisha Tees, we haven't had this chat before. So welcome to Backstage.
Thank you so much.
So, Nubian Notes, what is it about? What is it?
Okay, Nubian Notes is celebrating females. It's creating a platform for female artists to shine, the first of its kind, happening on the 8th of November. And like you rightfully mentioned, it's the best of the best, the cream of the cream, from Shashil to Nisha Tees, Gemma Griffiths, Feli Nandi. Our MCs are going to be females as well. And our DJ, our resident DJ, Yaya Good Vibes, is going to be there. I'm going to be there. So it's just a night of celebrating what female artists have achieved, celebrating those who came before us, celebrating who we are now, and paving the way for those who are coming after us. This is what Nubian Notes is about. I don't know if you guys want to say something else.
With that. Yeah, she said it all. This is a first female lineup show, and it's just going to be amazing. Already the energy around us is crazy. I feel like we haven't really gotten the chance to be together before in the past, but now it's, I feel the unity. You feeling the unity, Nisha?
Yeah.
And with this idea, where did it spark from?
Well, you know, like we said, we've had so many shows with major artists flying in from all over the world, and they always choose the men. Like how we're saying female artists, it's not, females are never included in the artists. Mm-hmm. So it was really just to show that we can do it. We have what it takes. We work just as hard, but we never get that platform to shine. So we just gave ourselves the platform to shine this time.
Yeah. And what's the major message that you're communicating out there? I know you mentioned that, you know, there hardly are ever shows like this, and especially not in the HICC, because that is a huge venue. Yeah. What is the message you're sending out there to that little girl who's out there dreaming to be an artist one day? What should they feel? What should they think when they hear about this show and watch you on stage?
I think one fana ku kuona kuti unity ino lead to something chinishinambo mirabo one and love, because patroronga zvinizva tite pasina rudo. So zvinzo kutana ngachiona from this event.
Okay, and my preparations are cho arukufamba se akamira sei right now. Have you guys been rehearsing together? Is murukuti kanoti murukuriesa separate?
It's a surprise.
Yeah, that's where the magic is.
It's only me.
That's where the magic is.
It's only, I won't tell a single soul.
This is an experience. You have to there to be there to experience it. We can't tell you.
So this is more than just a show. This is more than just a concert. It's a show.
It's an experience.
It's an experience.
So the Zimbabwean music scene is still very male dominated. Why do you think there's such a huge gender imbalance in the industry?
I think I don't want to say much without saying much, but it's not just in the music industry that it's like this. Our society in general, and religion has a great part to play in that as well. Zimbabwe is largely a Christian nation, and some of those principles come from there, you know. So not to say we're going against what religion says, but I think God gifted us with many different gifts. And I believe females can shine as much as males can shine as well. There's nowhere in religion that says that females shouldn't have a platform or shouldn't shine just as much. So I think it's something that's deep-rooted within our society. I think I'd like to say we are a patriarchal society, and this is just the first step towards creating some form of balance. We hope that it will begin the necessary conversations around female creatives and allowing us to shine with our gifts, with our different gifts, without taking away from our male counterparts at all, but also saying, look, the females can do it too, and we're here to stay. Right. I don't know if that answers your question.
It does answer my question, but you're being very diplomatic, which is really, which is sweet. Because when you look at it, I think over the years, and you look at the role that women have had to play in the industry, you can take it back to Katarina, and all she did all she was known for really was Tila. Dancing, but she was the one, you know, doing the backing vocals. And who knows, maybe also part of, you know, the team that was writing the song. But then females were always overshadowed. And I gotta say, I think a lot of Zimbabweans don't realize how big this show is.
Yeah.
This is actually historical because you have the greatest, the biggest, that's a fact, the biggest female voices that we've ever had.
Yeah.
Hands down. That's what it is. That's the fact.
Yeah.
Because whether, I like what you said earlier as well, when you said that other artists have paved the way to allow this to happen, which is good because you guys are looking back and looking forward as well. So that's good. The country doesn't realize how big this show is, but I'm just hoping that they do come out. Yeah, I'm going to talk too much. You're tuned into my station, your station, ZFM Stereo, and this is Backstage. If you have any questions at all for the ladies in the studio with me today, I have Shashil, I have Tammy Moyo, as well as Nisha Tees. I know Nisha Tees, but so I'm hoping that you and I going to have a chat afterwards. 0772-168-045 is our WhatsApp. Now, you've got an incredible lineup. And so what? You guys don't want to tell me anything.
Maybe ask us the question. We'll let you know.
We might have the answer. The way she says that, I look at your face, Shashil, I know you're not going to tell me anything.
You have to be surprised. You get what I'm saying?
So you each have your own style. You are all different.
Yes.
How has that been working together so far?
Do you want me to take that? It's been awesome, to be very honest with you, because we all bring something different to the table. There's absolutely no comparison at all, because everybody's bringing their own taste, their own flavor to the stage, to the music scene. So it's more of appreciating each other. And there's a lot of collaborating happening. I don't want to say too much without saying too much. Even on the stage, you're about to witness something that's going to change the game completely. So all I'm trying to say is be there on the 8th of November to experience what we are talking about. Like I said, each and every one of us has a different flair, has a different feel. So it's just a mixed bag of nothing but talent, nothing but years of experience, nothing but years of preparation for this very moment, the first of its kind. So it's been awesome. We complement each other so well.
initiatives. HICC is a huge venue. It's a big stage. Muchamzadza isaire mu HICC.
Tine hope. Yeah. Chatina chwe hope because since tukutakatarisa kuti zvino zvindo this is the first time, so I hope everyone adautoona kutoti zvii zvichange zvichitika.
I think especially where uri mu dance hall, that genre ine varume vakawandisisa unlike mamwe ma genre ese. What challenges have you been facing since you started? I know you've been doing very very well, but I'm sure pane zvimwe zvinhu so zvinombokutemesa musoro kuti ko why.
But my challenges aripo, but unozomakunda depending nekuti are you willing kusvika kwauda kusvika, ukunyatsoziva here zvauda kuita or wakangotry kuti let me try since ndine voice rakanaka what.
And so do you think that this Nubian Notes concert is going to be the first of many, whatever happens?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever happens, is it going to be the first of many or yes. Whatever happens?
Definitely, definitely. This is a movement. This is, like we're saying, history in the making, but we want it to be the future as well. So it's a movement.
Mm-hmm. Oh, certainly. And the movement is looking good from where I'm standing. And so thank you for doing this. 0772-168-045 is our WhatsApp. If you're tuning in and you're not sure what's going on, well, this is Backstage Tuesday Evenings with me, Patience Musa. In the studio with me, I have Nisha Tees, Tammy Moyo, as well as Shashil. And we're talking about the Nubian Notes concert. So I saw some videos that if they get to me, I know they're viral. You guys were in town everywhere. Why did you decide to do it that way? To go out there and hit the streets?
Okay, it's back to basics, man. It's back to getting into the people. These are the people who are going to come through and support us. Also, the reality of we are here and we're here to stay. People want to see us. People want to get to know us outside of the studio, outside of the stage. And so this is us getting into the people saying, hey, we love you. We appreciate you. Thank you for your support. And we're not too far. We're not too far from you guys. I think the illusion is that once you get to a certain stage, she's too lani, she's too bougie for us. But we are here and we are present and we are thankful for the many, many years that you've supported our journeys as individuals. And now as Nubian Notes, we are coming together. So that was the idea behind the going into the community, reminding people that it's not just about you coming to us, but we coming to you as well.
Yeah. And so I know that there are a lot of people who are actually looking forward to this particular show and they want to buy tickets. Where can they get these tickets?
All right. So you can get the tickets on Gateway Stream online, or you can go to Boots Pharmacy or Mid Orange Pharmacies.
All right. Yeah, and how much are these tickets going for?
So the general ticket is going for $15 and the VIP is $30.
All right. I got some messages for you here. Somebody here says, I love this concept. I used to be a guy who didn't enjoy movies with female leads until they elevated. I couldn't ignore. I think in the last couple of years, I've seen myself not being able to ignore local female acts. You guys have elevated. No one can ignore you anymore.
Thank you.
That's good, right? Nice. As you are posting everything that you're posting, as people are hearing more about this concert, what are people saying? What are your fans saying?
Do you want us to be honest or not?
Honest.
Everybody saying, when was that saying?
Yeah.
I think it's a challenge to each and every one of us. Everybody's just looking out to see if this is going to happen, but it is happening. Mm-hmm. The greater part of the group of people who are online genuinely believe in what we're doing, and that gives us so much hope and so much confidence. Like Nisha said, we are hopeful because the conversation has been very positive. It's the first of its kind. There's been no negative talk around this. It's all good energy. It's all love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's funny, isn't it? Kuti isusu wacho tinobvunza kuti ah vano sadza here. Isusu tisacho tofanuka tichinozadza. But kuda kubvunza kuti ungu someone else aende kunozadza. Iwe kana usiri uende kunozadza iwe kunogara pa city yako. Worunota anozadza wacho ndiani. So we really need to really support. And your social media handles.
As for me, Instagram is Nisha Tees Official, Facebook is Nisha Tees, TikTok is Nisha Tees 1010. I think everywhere it will be Nisha Tees 1010.
All right. So yeah. Let's go ahead and follow.
Yeah. And subscribe, especially on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how's social media, treating you as far as payment is concerned?
I don't know if anyone notices, but like... in fact, I'm going to take it over. Let you start. I want to let you start, Tammy.
I think in terms of payment, it's been good. I think you have to have a really strong team around you that understands the business aspect of it and how to monetize your social platforms so you can gain revenue from it. I think that's an important part of the business, especially as females. You need to take charge and control of how your money moves so you are independent, so you can keep fueling your business, your craft. Mm. But so far, so good. All right. I think so.
And your handles, yeah. And your handles before Shashil, I hope, takes over.
Yes. Okay, so you can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and all your social platforms at TAMY, Tammy with one M, TAMYMOYO. And subscribe to my YouTube, like Nisha said. That's Tammy Moyo Global. Thanks.
Yes, so it's me, Shashil. I'm taking over. And first of all, you can follow me at Shashil. That's S-H-A-S-H-L. That's everywhere except on X. It's S-H-A-S-H-L underscore Z-W. Monetizing, music and everything. It's going good. It's just that, there's a lot of piracy. So it's hard to control that. And I think that's been something like over the years, it's nothing new. But now that we have, we're taxed and everything in our social media, it would be nicer if we could have a better system that tracks what we're doing, because it's not the most transparent. But yeah, it's going great, and I'm pleased. You mm-hmm. pleased?
So far, so good.
Okay. I mean,
it could be better, like you said. But
it could be better.
Yeah.
But trust me, you guys have it better than it was 20 years ago or 30 years ago.
So.
But I think your guys wanting better will always push it to get better, for the next generations to come. So certainly well done for, making those, taking those steps forward. So, let's talk about the issues that you guys navigate within the industry as women, as far as respect, recognition, creative control, especially when, you're working with our male counterparts. Mm-hmm. How are you guys navigating that?
Nisha?
Nikushanda kwa mlinge mchitane ma producers, could you know, as a woman, are you able to speak for yourself and say, no, indio song yang, this is how much I'm taking, this is the percentage I want.
And kwangu, I feel like it depends ni vano nungo shanda na olevo, vano wakasiana. Some will say, kutitula utitibudise zunje takadai. Some vano kualawa, kutuwa ni chance, kututuwa unisa how you are thinking. So, yeah.
She's very right.
Mm.
I agree with everything she's saying. It really depends with the team you're working with, but I don't want to drown out the different voices of the females who are not as privileged as we are. There are challenges when you're working in a male-dominated industry. It's very difficult to stand your ground sometimes, especially when you are starting out, and especially when you don't have the support of people who genuinely want to see you win or have your best interests at heart. Nisha is got people who genuinely believe in her, as you can see from her craft. Shashul, same thing. I've worked with my parents before, and that's an important part of the business, having people who genuinely want to see you in, who have an interest in you getting to the place you need to be. But it's very challenging. Too many male voices and very few female voices. And another thing, on top of that, on top of being just the few, they're always trying to drive a narrative. They're always trying to divide us. There's the whole divide and conquer rule, and I think Nubian Notes is here to
unite,
to bridge that gap, is here to change the narrative around that. There's a lot of wanting to pit females against each other. Oh. So it's very difficult to navigate when I'm in my corner, she's in her corner, Nisha's in her corner, and you're listening to the many voices, but you gotta have people who love you around you to win.
And we are about to conclude this conversation we're having. So if we could just remind our listener one more time where this concert is and how much it is and what time it is. But before you do that, you know, I'd like to see a proper movement in support of your guys' concert. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, people don't realize how big this event is. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see our male artists actually come out to support and get their fans to rally behind this concert. I love to see that on social media. I love to see, I'm not going to name any names, but I like them to say, look, I'm not performing on that night, but I'm going to be at HICC supporting my sisters. That's what I'm going to be doing. And to all my fans, this is what I need you to do. Let's go and support in full force. And then I know you guys will not disappoint at all. You will certainly deliver. So where is this concert? What time is it? And how much are tickets? Where are our tickets?
So the concert is on the 8th of November, Saturday, at HICC. VIP tickets are $30 and general tickets are $15. And you can purchase them at Med Orange or Booty's Pharmacies, as well as online on Gateway streaming platform.
And as we close down, if you could each tell me what you hope your legacy will be. What is it that you want to be remembered for? I'm going to start with Shashul. I think she knows by now why I am ganging up on you.
Jeez, okay. No, I just aspire to inspire before I expire. Thank you.
Nah, no, no.
Profound. You know,
no. Tammy, are you agreeing with that?
I do agree.
No, I know this
makes
thing.
So much sense.
Yes, that's the legacy.
Yeah.
All right. I want people to know that you're able to do anything you put your mind to. Mm-hmm. It's so important for you to realize your uniqueness and the beauty of it. So carry that through with you in life, because that's just what makes you you. And yeah, I want people to know that. I want that to be my legacy, that you can do it. Because, I mean, I've been through a lot. So trust me, you can do it.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Wise words. Let's start with Nisha, because Tammy, you can talk.
I know.
You know, we can. I'm sure you could take over this show. Initiatives. In years to come, 100 years to come, good words, initiatives. This is her legacy.
I think for being unique, being me, being real. Yeah.
Tammy?
I just want people to say, if she could do it, I could do it too, like Shashul said. Yeah.
It's funny, isn't it, that she's been talking so much and then she has so few words in the end. And then we got somebody has asking, can men attend this show? I don't know, at any point did we not
come?
Everyone
through.
Is invited, right?
Yes. Everyone come through. Tell your granny to come, bring your aunties, everybody. Just no babies, because you might not have fun. That's it.
All right, ladies, thank you so much for coming. You know what? When we listen to your guys' music and we watch you, we have all sorts of things made up in our heads. Yeah. So the fact Yehuti, Tammy talks. I know this. I've known her since he was a baby. But you know, with Nisha Tees and Shashil, Manyari Ramur Kuita Munomga.
No way.
And Meno Kuti Pamu one when you my son, I don't know. I don't know, maybe you But thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
And all the best for this concert. I'm sure you guys are going to do it big and show them how it's done. I have, I know you guys are going to do well. You're not going to disappoint. And this is just the beginning, right?
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. So you go ahead and break a leg. Thank you so much tuning in. Certainly, we all know where we're going to be on the 8th. We're going to be at HICC. Tell everybody, buy tickets for everybody. We want people picking up people. Makumbech, pick up my HICC. This is something that has never happened, and you don't want to be on the wrong side of history. I'm exactly 4 minutes after 8. My name is Patience Musa. Join me next week, same time, right here on CFM Stereo. Good evening.